Daryl just went upstairs and told the lady, the Ethernet not working at the front desk. She looked at him and laughed and said, it is what it is. Happy about it. That's an Andrew, and that's the devil talking to you. Because, you know, this is church service. They get happy. They full of glee because their master, the devil, made sure they feel a certain way about you. Stop looking at humans doing things. Except the fact the devil don't like you. The devil can't stand you. He hates your guts. If he could, he'd hark and spit in your face through that human. He'd use that human mouth to spit in your face if he could get away with it. This thing, man, is going supernatural. That's why you got to get a real tough interior. You got to get some steel poured down into you to stand in the midst of trying, tumultuous times, and not bow. When you get in the flesh with them, you are bowed to the beast. You can't let yourself get over there. Start singing some glory songs, some hallelujah songs. Yes. You heard the praise and worship this morning. Just shift over to that.
Yes, stand up and give him praise.
Lord, I am broken. Why they cussing at you? I'm broken inside. Look, now they cut. Now you really want to go there with it, but I am broken. Broken on down. I'm broken way down. I'm broken. They study getting all in your face, pointing your fingers in your face and all that. You can't afford to go there with them. The little girl went into the bathroom talking about, I'm going to settle this beef with these girls. And the girl's taking the bathroom and beat the 16-year-old girl to death. How do you beat somebody to death as a 16-year-old girl? Kicking her face and crushing her face and slamming her face into the sink, busting her skull open and beating somebody. You know how hard it is to beat somebody to death? A human being to take somebody and beat another human being to death. Now the 16-year-old girl dead laying there. And the other girl that beat her to death, now they got felonies. Now penitent, their life just ended with the girl who died. And to walk around every day knowing you murdered. I beat somebody to death. That's on your resume. A lot of people going to kill themselves after that. Those girls going to need prayer. Because a lot of folks get so depressed after beating somebody to death and killing somebody, they'll go kill themselves. Guy just killed 8 family members in Ohio. Shout out to everybody. In 3 locations, went and killed folk. Left a 4-day-old baby alive, a 6-month-old boy, and another little 3-year-old child, and killed everybody else. Including kids. He killed kids too, but just left those 3 little babies alive. Why the androgens are here? They've come down. The jokers have visited Earth. They are crossing over there to the dimensional plane. While you sit there grinning and skinning and acting a fool, them jokers have already plotted and planned your demise. They already got you scheduled on the hit list. We war against these androgens. They're looking for a people that will become a non-gender specific human being. It's all about the genetics. Get into your DNA and chromosomes. This is what's left out of church. What I'm saying right now is so far into most church people, they can't even understand what I'm saying right now. They have never been taught this from the Bible. Why do you think it takes blood to save you? The blood of Jesus Christ. Blood not contaminated by Adam's lineage. Why would it take blood to save us from sin? He needed holy blood, pure blood, undefiled blood to wash us from the damage done to our bloodstream. It's in the gene pool. And the church folk don't even know it. You screaming this as loud as you can. This is why we wrote the book, The Organic Gospel. Go to a Christian publisher, quote unquote. We don't see any value in this. I know you don't, because it would undermine all the other junk you publishing, because you getting money off of self-help books and motivational books, and every day is Friday and all that junk is making you money, because you know it's a never-ending whirlwind and just a never-ending circling in the wilderness. And they just keep reading self-help books that will never help them. But it's making me money all along the trail. As you stand on that treadmill running full tilt, and guess what's happening on the treadmill? It's spinning around you, and you're going and hitting the same place over and over again because you're going nowhere. You got a lot of activity without progression, no productivity. Activity, no productivity. But the organic gospel tells you, man, you got to die. That'll end your torment. It doesn't end everything. Get rid of the nature and the creature that's wrapped around your neck, that serpentine creature that's binding you. This thing is organic from beginning to ending. What is happening? The reason why you're locked up in an androgen tragedy is because we did the thing that defiled us and messed us up the most. You know what you did? You sat at home and you played Prince and Michael Jackson and all these folk over you. You know what happened to you? The spirit of that androgen inside of them transferred right through those speakers into you. That's why people care about them. You're not just a fan of Prince. You are Prince. You a woman infatuated with a homosexual looking guy, guess what you are? A lesbian. That's what's bathing you. You got an affinity toward trying to take care of a woman, you a lesbian. You got an affinity to be attracted to a evidently feminine guy like Prince, standing there in stilettos and stretch pants with eye makeup on and blush and rouge and lipstick, and you thinking he's cute. And you a woman, you a man. Because only a man would be attracted to a feminine presentation of a man, a woman. What are you attracted to a guy that looks like a girl for? Look at him walking around, all these guys with all this stuff draped down their neck and two earrings on and pressing around with their pants, cupping their butts, just holding up their hand, holding their pair one, running. You big girly, whirly, wimpy, pitiful, pathetic excuse of a man. Pull your pants up. Remember, I want to see your nasty drawers. What's wrong with you? The effeminization of a man, the emasculation of a man, the castration of a man. And we got a world full of eunuchs that ain't got no guts to stand in God's army and war against these metaphysical nightmares coming over here. That's what's wrong. The guys have their guts cut off of them and their guts cut out of them through castration. You sit up and listen to Tupac and Rick Ross and all these folk that's been bent over some producer's desk to get a rap contract. And now you bathe yourself in the spirit of these androgens, these perverts, bisexuality, homosexuality, perversion bathing your soul. You join yourself to one of those things, you'll become what it is. Why do you think Beyonce becomes such a freak? She joined herself to that nightmarish freak world of rap and joined herself to Jay-Z, the king of the sodomites and the androgens, worshiping Baphomet. And anybody knows Baphomet is an androgynous creature with breast and a penis. And what did Beyonce have on her chest plate? Baphomet. Letting you know I'm an androgen. It's bragging about the fact that my God is the God of the androgens. Satan is androgynous. Satan is the king of Sodom. Satan rules over that spirit. And we as saints war against that thing. You can't see the battle lines are being drawn right now. It's in the schools. It's in the universities. The professors. Look at them. Bathing your mind. Deconstructing you. Making you accept them as normal. And anybody standing against them is abnormal. Now they tell you you're homophobic. And the latest one that Don Lemon told us the other day, you're now transgender phobic. An inordinate fear of transgender people. Transgender phobia is a curse that must be, you either have to be drugged or put away in an asylum or something as a transgender phobic person, because that's crazy. What's wrong with y'all, man? Everybody sit quietly and just take that. Don Lemon said that with impunity. I'm saying, hey, man. Hey, Don, that's crazy what you're talking about, man. You said there's a homosexual trying to bathe us in that perverted filth. I ain't buying it. Amen. Well, why are you so loud and so angry? I'm not angry. I'm just telling you, man, like a man, that you need to be a man. That soft-spoken tripe ain't nothing about, there ain't nothing about manhood involved in that. That old soft-spoken gibberish you listening to, thinking it's being humble. See, if you were humble, people could receive you. He told you to lift up your voice, spare not. Sound off the trumpet, man, and warn folk, man. You better speak up and let people hear what you said loud and clear. Because every time the devil's trying to run game, he always drops back into that soft-spoken dribble. Why are you so angry? Now, we're going to take care of you at the bank. Just sit over here, and we're going to get to you in just a moment. I'm going to look into this personally. Can I get you a Coke or a Pepsi or something while I look into your account? Look, man, I ain't interested in all that. You go and figure out what's wrong with my account. Get all that soft-spoken junk off of you and go look into my stuff. Security. Can we get security over here for them? They're irate. See, then they make you irate, angry, all this stuff, dysfunctional, trying to stir up a problem. But see, while they're doing you in, if you stay quiet and accept it, they'll just put a knife right through the jugular vein. But then you rise up and say, wait a minute, hold up. What'd you just say? Let's read the small print here. Well, look, Miss Irons, see that start all that then. Because they're looking to do somebody in who won't stand against them. That's why I'm going to talk loud everywhere I can look. You would understand just what I said. Because if you don't, the devil going to run that train right over the top of you and just destroy you on that track, buddy. You got to let him know I'm not the one. You don't have to be mean, you don't have to be irate, but let them know loudly and clearly what you just said. Because they're trying to misunderstand you and not understand what you said. What did you say? What? All that is stout, that's just the devil playing with you. You got to get a bullhorn, going to the bank with a bullhorn. I bet they understand that. So we allowed ourselves to be governed by and infiltrated with the transference of spirits. We sat there and let the spirit just transfer to us. And calling it what? Entertainment. And the devil just coming in with everything he's got while we're being entertained, detained to be entered. That's his trick. He's making everything entertainment to get in. And he's moving in these androgens. How the androgens are going to play themselves out in a genetic level, you'll find out. Chimeras were created back in the days of the fallen angels. As they got into what? Manipulation of the gene pool. What did they do? They began to mix the genetic makeup of animals into the genetic makeup of men. They experimented like they're doing right now. You think the Planet of the Apes is just a movie, don't you? They already got apes with human DNA already. They're trying to see how far they can push it. The goal is to create a super soldier that has the eyes of a Hulk, can run like a gazelle. He's a super soldier on the battlefield. That's why they make movies like The Bourne Legacy, Lucy. All this stuff is about the DNA and the gene pool being manipulated with animal DNA to create a superhuman that has the mixture of an animal and a human put together. And then the devil tells you what they're doing by putting out Catwoman, Spider-Man, Batman, Wolverine. These are superhuman androgens that have had the gene pool and the DNA pool manipulated and the chromosomes changed to entertain animalistic creatures. You don't really know what's in front of you anymore. You don't know what they're putting in a test tube. They can take a developing embryo and intersperse some makeup of an animal into that thing. And you got a walking, talking, half animal, half human hybrid in front of you. This is what the Nephilim were. They were hybrids, half angel, half man. And now, lo and behold, these things are coming back. Don't you know something designed in a test tube? Does it really have a human soul? Did God make that? They've got kids right now in France that's got three parents. Because they put the DNA in the genes of a third person in the kid. Now they got two mothers and a daddy. And that thing is walking around, talking and walking and living amongst us. And you know you begin to intersperse all these different genetic makeups and animalistic makeups. You know you're going to now be involved in creating designer diseases. Because you got animal diseases now crossing over to the human arena. Buddy, we're looking at something a science fiction writer could make up. That's why you got to get out now while the getting is good. You've got genetically modified mutants down here. What's going to happen? God is about to equip and finance and raise up metaphysical warriors to stand against these creatures. If they come forth to crown the Antichrist, the king of the earth, we got to stand in the midst of Nebuchadnezzar's image being raised up and say, no, this is the devil. This is the devil's time to try to bring to bear his kingdom on earth, and we're not bowing to it. And we give a witness to have people able to see the contrast between God and the devil. When they tell you homosexual marriage is normal and allowable, you say, no, it's not. The Bible says a man shall leave his mother and father and cleave unto his wife, and the two shall be one flesh. That's the only definition of marriage in the world, and there is no other.
Amen.
And you'll be the only one in the room that's right.
That's right.
Stand, therefore. That's what he's saying.
Yes.
No matter what they do, stand on what the word of God says. Just stand, lock your heels together and stand. Somebody's right and somebody's wrong. Let God be true and let every man be a liar. What's going to happen? What has happened? How's the devil making this stealth infiltration? Here's the trick of the devil. Every sin you got involved in, the devil was doing something to you in a stealth fashion that you didn't know about. When he reached into you, he reached right into your brain. And you know what he triggered? Dopamine. He was getting you addicted to dopamine. That's how he controls everybody. He makes you a pleasure addict. Dopamine. And you know that you instinctively, unconsciously, all of your life, you were searching for dopamine. You just didn't know what you were looking for. You were addicted to sex because you was addicted to the dopamine rush that came from having an orgasm. And sexual stimuli gave you a dopamine rush. You became a dopamine addict. You got drunk seeking dopamine, feeling good. Everything you did, the people you hung with were people who actually instilled a dopamine rush in you. People who made you laugh, made you feel good. They didn't tell you any negativity. They just told you good things about yourself and made you feel good. Talk about food. If you hang around with all fat people, ain't nobody confront nobody about being fat. See, you don't make me feel bad. I'm addicted to food like you, and that's our dopamine rush. Did you not know when you salivate and you anticipate eating that dopamine is flowing through you because you love food so much you idolize it that you get that dopamine rush inside of you? Three chemicals released in your brain to give you that pleasure sensation. Dopamine, serotonin, and adrenaline. Folks who like excitement and trying to jump off of mountains and stuff, they're addicted to what? Adrenaline. They want an adrenaline rush. Serotonin is a pacifying chemical. It can make you calm down. So you want to feel calm, you want to feel pleasure from dopamine, and you want an adrenaline rush. And the devil will addict you to those chemicals being released from your own brain through stimuli. But guess what the gospel don't do? It don't bring none of that to bear. An inferno, man. Dying all the day long, crucified with Christ. Ain't no dopamine going to be released when you're talking about being crucified. But that's the key to you being free. That I'm not a slave to the devil's pleasure palace. That's how he gets you. And as he instigates that pleasure desiring you, that chemicals, the chemicals of pleasure in your own brain now, what he's doing is locking you into his world. So what has he made the world into? A huge amusement park. For dopamine junkies. Why do you think little girls get on the internet and get butt naked on the internet? You know what they're looking for? A dopamine rush, as people say. Ooh, girl, you bad. Girl, you fine. Girl, you banging. Girl, you this. And they get flooded with dopamine from all the accolades and all the compliments. They're looking for the dopamine rush because they're really downtrodden, rejected, and nobody. So they need the inputs and the validation from the internet to make them feel like they're worth something. That's why you need to get with God and become accepted in the beloved and be somebody in Christ. So you don't need the devil's dopamine. You don't need the rush. I don't need validation from the outside. That's when you walk around in church being made what?
Whole.
Yes. Folks still searching with that hole in their heart? It's because they haven't settled their account with Christ. And they're looking for validation and acceptance from the world. And they're looking for a dopamine rush. I want to feel like you love me. Tell your husband, I don't feel like you love me. Well, I don't need you to feel like I love you. You need to know I love you and go ahead on. But I don't feel it. I don't care if you don't feel it. I could care less if you don't feel it. Because you'll be around all day long trying to prove to them you love them. Look, I love you. Well, I ain't going to make you feel nothing. I love you. Now go on. God ain't going to make you feel love. He said, I love you. Well, God, I don't feel like you love me. Well, forget you. Forget you. Because love ain't a feeling. Love is the presence of a being. If I serve the Lord, if I pray, if I fast, if I worship the Lord in spirit and in truth, and I seek the Lord's will, I love you. You don't want some sissy guy trying to make you feel love and you got to show him love. You know how many women walk around... I don't want to make him feel like, you know, I'm not with him. And, you know, Larry is very easily offended. So I don't want him to get checking to see if what I'm preaching is offending Larry. Forget stank Larry. This is the gospel. Man up. You done spent your whole life trying to defend some old wimpy guy. I tried to bring him, but he's just easily offended by what you're saying. Because, you know, he feel like you were talking to him. I don't care about him. I don't care nothing about him. I don't care what he feels. This is the gospel. It ain't going to change for anybody. We got to get out of here, man, with all this feeling stuff. Feelings, you can't see by now that your feelings deceive you. I felt like he loved me until he gave you your heart and your hand. When you really needed the joker, look what he did. He abandoned you, abandoned the ship. I'm in a wreck. You know, I got in a wreck and I need $500 to... I mean, every man for himself. I mean, I got it, but I need it. I'm getting her to buy me some shoes. I ain't studying all that. See, as soon as you really need somebody that's a clown, they're going to abandon you. Because they don't love you, just using you for some sex to get a dopamine rush off of your body. And you know, you can become used to that as a woman. You can become used to being used. That's all you know. Carrying some wimp around that don't mean you any good. A dopamine rush. That's how the devil's doing it. And androgens are dopamine junkies. The devil only leads androgens to pleasure. Anything that is not pleasurable is not God to them. Notice how they look. If it ain't benefiting me and it's not giving me pleasure, that can't be the Lord. See, that Omega Ministry, man, that ain't the Lord. Why? Because it don't make me feel good. That's what they use as a litmus test for the Lord. If it's not benefiting me and making me feel good, that's not the Lord right there. Let me tell you something. You better know the word of God and determine what's the truth, void of how you feel about it. If you speak not according to the law and the prophets, let you be accursed. It's the word that God exalts higher than his name. And no matter how I feel about it, is it true? And my feelings better change to accept what's true.
That's right.
I'm not looking for a dopamine rush. The devil's got dopamine addicts binding them. You know what's happening? That androgen spirit, that spirit of non-gender specific people, where you become an androgen, you're neither male nor female. You're a mixture of both. A man with the feelings of a woman. You know how many women are used to men who have the feelings of a woman inside? And they have downgraded their expectations of a man to accommodate this feminine man. So he's acting like a girl, and that's what you expect him to be like. Look at his hair. The Bible says it's a shame to have long hair. Why you got your hair long? Well, the Lord understands. I don't believe it matters. The Bible don't say it don't matter. The Bible says it's a shame for you to have long hair. That's what the Bible says. Well, I feel like, I don't care how you feel. You get yourself a crew cut, a box cut, or a skinny. See, I don't like that right there. Come on, I feel like the Lord will accept you just, he said, come just as you are. You come as you are, but he ain't gonna leave you there. You came as a wimp, as a broken down hull of a man, as a castrated eunuch. He got to get that all that out for you. As soon as you get in the military, they make you cut your hair. They take them earrings out your ear, cut your hair, boy. First thing they do to get that girl off of you, because you come in the military as a girl. They know it already. And they got to forge you into some type of a man that they can use to fight a war. Can't you see that God is doing the same thing? He got all these enlisted wimps and eunuchs and girly men. Now he got to forge you and refine you to be a man of war to stand against these metaphysical creatures. Same thing as women. Women don't come into the body of Christ as women. They come in as Jezebelian, witchcraft working whores. Now you got to be refined into a woman. Your mind is calibrated to be a whore. That's all you ever been. Your resume proves I'm right. So now you got to be made over. You got to have that dross of flesh and whoredoms burned off of you to walk with God. You'll come into church trying to deal with men of God like you deal with them wimpy guys you laid around with. And guess what? Ain't nobody there studying you. By the stand, Jezebel, throw it down. I'll gallop over a dead corpse. Let's move. Keep it moving. Hey, up. Okay, I'll find she a man. Get the horse in full gallop. Might have stunned none of you. Kill everything. Destroy everything. I don't care nothing about none of you. So it goes. Everybody's expendable in this. You someone trying to bat brown eyes at the folk thinking, Derek, do you think get out of my way. He's been slapped you, done beat you down. And you trying to, what's wrong with him? But no, you in the way. Everybody in the way got to get out of the way. Very few people going to be able to stand in this war. I'm telling you, y'all. You're going to come in and mentally ascend to it. And when the deal really kick into full gear, you're going to fall back. Come on. I didn't think I'm going to beat all of this. And inside of you, you don't have the makeup to stand in it. Because in a real war, don't nobody think about you. In Vietnam, when a firefight broke out, that same guy you were laughing at and laughing with forgets you. Because now we are what? We are under fire. That's how it's going to be, man. I can't wait. I'm so ready for God to prune the church and refine the church, man. Get off the dross and the make-believe folk. So we got a lean, mean fighting machine that's focused on overcoming the adversary, and the adversaries are androgens. What's God equipping us to do? We'll wrap it up with this last scripture, Psalm 127. Psalm 127, we'll wrap it up right here. The live stream ever come back up there? Oh, it did. You can get the whole service on live stream later. We'll post the whole service, especially the praise and worship. You missed a good praise and worship service. But it's all recorded, so the devil still didn't beat us. Psalm 127, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. We can set up a dunamis tabernacle, but if God didn't do it, it's all in vain. Man, we want to set up a thing that's going to be full of God with God's purpose in mind. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman wakes, but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Pray for the Lord to give you a good night's sleep, man. I'm all up all night, tussling and tormenting and man, let me get some sleep.
Yes.
The same problem you laid down with will be there in the morning, so you might as well at least get a good night's sleep.
Yes.
Good Lord. Lord, children are a heritage of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that has this quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall do what?
Speak
with their enemies in the gate. What gate? The star gate. It's a star gate. It's not a gate of a city over there. It's the portal opened up as they divine these spirits across to inhabit humans, and you meet them at the gate. You wake up with the sword of the spirit in your hand. That's not to hang around and fight people. You're meeting metaphysical creatures as they come across those portals. The CERN collider opened up portals. And they're pouring across by the millions. And you tell God, you know what, God? I'm going to go into prayer and I'm going to get equipped to meet these yogas at the gate. And they come across these stargates and these portals. I'm going to be there to meet you and to greet you. You got to become a metaphysical warrior. Delivered from everything that bound you. All that hog slop you've been eating. All that junk you ingested from the entertainment of this world. All that flesh pot junk you think is normal you can drag downstream in the gospel. In the end, it's going to be like a chain tied around your neck. And it's going to bind you. The first time you try to step foot in the Jordan River to cross, it's going to yank you back into the wilderness. Because you didn't divest yourself of everything. A lot of stuff got to die in this man. See, as long as I'm standing here talking, it's not really physically happening. Everybody can comfortably walk out of this room today and feel like, praise the Lord, that was a good message, praise the Lord. But what about when this thing really jumps off, man? What about when they're killing Christians for this thing, man? What about when your words are no longer just something they tolerate, but they got enough impetus and energy now elected in the office and in the police force and on the judge's bench to actually prosecute a charge against you because you had hate speech fuming from your mouth about a homosexual? You think Don Lemon gonna stand up and defend you? Preaching tolerance on behalf of the homosexuals, but they ain't tolerating you. If we preach intolerance, it's gotta be universal for everybody, right? So you gotta tolerate me too. No, so we ain't talking about tolerating you. Cause we're Nephilim, we're demons, we're satanic agents. Then we're talking about tolerating us, not you. Because so you've been born again outside of our lineage. You're one of those children of God that must be eliminated. It's going down, Jack. And my name ain't even Jack. But you got to actually anticipate this. You got to have a longing for it. You got to want to see it jump off. Your days and night of fasting and prayer are about engaging. It's like being in basic training during World War II. I can't wait to get to Germany. When I get over there, man, I'm going to light some Germans up. I'm going to light somebody up. And mean it. See, some guys over there, you really going to go? You really excited about going? I don't know, man. I don't know if I want to go into war. You going to really shoot somebody, man? You going to really shoot somebody? I don't know, man. I don't know if I can do that, man. I don't know if I kill nobody, man. See, look. Hey, man, look, I'm going to tell you what you're doing. You're going back over there and ask them, can you get KP duty or kitchen duty or something, man? Because you ain't cut out for war. It's going to be so many folk claiming to know Christ going to turn back. It's going to make your eyeballs water. You're going to wonder, I got out here and it was 50 of us. I turned around, it was two of us. And the one beside me that makes up the two of us is shaking. Asking me questions and stuff. See, the church has not been tried. So everybody looking saved. You don't find out who's saved until you engage in a warfare, a conflict. You know how many people was outside that inferno as those three Hebrew boys are inside? All those Israelites, how's it just three guys in the inferno? Know where everybody else was? Face down with their music playing, with Prince playing his guitar. They bowed down to the ground. Talking about Purple Rain. And you remember it. I remember I was at the club with Prince. You supposed to be a Christian remembering all that trash you did with Prince playing in the background. Laid up like a stinking whore with Prince playing and you bringing it back to your remembrance and glorying in it before the Lord. Lord, I thank God for Prince. He kept me in my most troubling times. Hallelujah that you received Prince in your arms. R.I.P. Prince, R.I.P. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody to slap you with your nasty self. That's what's so pitiful. You nasty and don't even know how nasty you are before the living God. Filthy within the sight of God. And think it's funny and think it's a joke. Ain't going to end up in hell with your soul bathed in the spirit of the androgens. The perverts that have contaminated you your whole life. And you still trying to enjoy and remember the perverted filth you did with the androgens. Man, that's a disgrace before the living God. But he's going to get warriors, metaphysical warriors, to stand at the gates against his enemies. He's going to get some folk that mean business. You're going to go through trials and tribulations. You're going to burn off the dross. You've got to stand in the midst of a burning inferno. When other folks are going under, you're going to stand there and refuse to be moved. Everybody's going back but me. I refuse to bow. I'm not turning back from this. I believe the report. And he says, who has believed our report? And to that person, the arm of the Lord will be what? Revealed. He grew up before me like a tender plant, like a root out of dry ground. He has no form or comeliness than anybody desired him. He was rejected and despised by men. They esteemed him not. He was numbered amongst the transgressors. And he's poured out his soul for my sins. Therefore, I must stand on his side. Because he didn't die for you all. He died for me. So I don't know who's going back. But as for me and my house, I'm serving him. Because, hey, I got nobody else to depend on. I got nobody else to trust in. I put all my apples in one bag. Let Christ be true. Let every man be a liar. If you would, stand to your feet, please. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, in these last of the last days, raise up some metaphysical warriors who refuse to bow, who will fast and pray their way in to another dimension, who will go into a place that angels fear to tread. Because God, in these days, in these times, it's going to take another kind of Christian. It's going to take a Christian tailor-made by God to drive out everything that's not of God. God, the remnants of that androgynous lifestyle, the remnants of that sodomite, that homosexual and lesbian lifestyle has to be confronted and driven away. As far as the east is from the west, that's how far you've removed our sins from us. The Bible says if we are able to stand in confidence and confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and then to take those sins and cast them into the sea of your forgetfulness. When we respond to sin, when we bring it to the light and lay it on the table, God forgets that sin. He not only forgives, but he forgets the sin. That's a great salvation. That the blood is able to expunge all records of my sin from those heavenly books. My sin been written down and engraven in books. But the blood is able to blot out my transgressions. Blot out the recordings of my sin to liberate me. from head to toe to cleanse every element, every fiber, every shred of genetic mutation, every bit of DNA manipulation, all the chromosome damage, the blood of Jesus Christ. Folks don't have a fervor. They don't have an urgency. They don't have an embedded desire. God, who can understand it? How can anybody just pay no homage to such a great salvation? Man, we were damned. We were headed to hell. We had no choice. The Bible says we were without God in the world. We're in the world without God. And no one cares. Like Bert Clendenin says, no man careth for my soul. Nobody even cares. Wanting to laugh and joke, smoking coke all the time. Everything's a joke. Everything's funny. And the devil systematically raising up that Antichrist to power, systematically bringing to bear on this planet the very thing that God has forecasted from time and eternity, that, hey, there's going to be a man of sin, a son of perdition. There's coming an evil man, a little horn as prophesied by Daniel, a man with great swelling words that will stand against the armies of God and the people of God and overcome them. Revelation chapter 13 talks about this man of sin, this Antichrist that's coming. His number will be 666. All that Nebuchadnezzar's image represented, this man will be the embodiment of him. And we're sitting here in the middle of it happening, telling jokes, laughing, rapping in the church, acting like organ grinders, monkeys up in the church. Everything's funny. This ain't funny. This ain't a joking time. These are some serious, sober times. God, wake these folk up out of this slumber and sleep to realize you got one shot. One shot to make it out. There won't be a redo in this or overdo. I got one shot to make it in. And if I blow it, I'll be damned. One shot. I don't get to live a life again. I got one shot. The only reason I was born was to be saved. I was born to be saved. I was born to offer myself back to God. We read about Isaac not understanding. I am Isaac. The firstborn me. Isaac must be put back on the altar and offered back to the maker, the creator. For the second me, the new creation, to come alive. God gave us a body to sacrifice that body. If it had not been so, he wouldn't have said in Romans chapter 12, I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind to prove the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God in your life. If it had not been so, he would never have said in 1 John chapter 2, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life, they're all of the world. The world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever. If it had not been so, he would never have said in James that they that are a friend of the world are an enemy of God. Letting me know if I'm an enemy of the world, I'm a friend of God. I got to stand against this. I got to stand against everything it says, from the White House to the outhouse. Politicians, judges, policemen, authority figures bathing this place. I stand against you. Man, I'm the antithesis of you. I'm against everything you're for. I stand with God against the whole world. Yes, Lord. Like the man told the preacher, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in Europe, pounding that podium and yelling at those people and telling them the gospel. The ministry broke up and dismissed. The guy came up to him and said, man, you over here preaching like that? Don't you know the whole world is against you? He said, and I, my friend, am against the whole world. It's me against the world. That's right. Yeah. The whole world may be against me, but what you miss is this. If God is with me, I am the victor. I'm more than a conqueror. The world is against me, but buddy, I am against the whole world. I'm the one that carries this message. I'm the one that proactively carries the power. I am the initiator of the conflict. The Bible says, David said in the midst of the congregation, when I kept quiet, everybody was at peace. But when I spoke up, I found out what? You are for war. That's why I ain't gonna shut up. I'm gonna spare not and cry aloud. I'm gonna keep my mouth open, keeping it running. You can tell me to shut up all you want. But just like Brian Bartimaeus, I'm gonna cry the louder. Somebody's right, somebody's wrong. You gotta get some steel poured into you, God, in Jesus' name. Eradicate everything detrimental to us. Every vestige of the flesh. Mortify it. And out of the remains of that flesh, just like a seed dying in the ground, let that flesh break open and let Christ come forth. We read about a tomb in the Bible that Jesus resurrected from. Buddy, you are that tomb. You are the one that entombs Christ. It's Christ in you wanting to come out in resurrection power. There's a new you that can come out of you. If you'll just let that flesh die, the resurrected Christ will come forth and manifest himself. In Jesus' name, God, in these last days, it's not by power, it's not by might, but it's by your spirit, said the Lord of hosts. Resurrection power come forth in her life. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah, God.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, God.
Resurrection power.
Yes, Lord.
Take a hold of her and drive her to a new place.
Yes, Lord.
Out of your belly shall flow a river of living water. Jesus. Break every band of wickedness. Break everything that's holding her back. Destroy every yoke. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Let her go in deeper. Let her go out further. Let her reach up higher in Christ. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Lord, I pray you baptize and fill up with the Holy Ghost and firepower. It's time for some firepower up in here. Bypass the intellect. Bypass the emotions. Bypass the feelings. Let the Holy Ghost come upon her. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. Jesus' name. Release yourself. Man, don't hold back. Let go in Jesus' name. What you're holding on to? Get out of here while the getting is good. Man, you're going to die over here. You better move. When the Spirit says move, you better go. Break her open, God. Break her down to build her up. Deconstruct and reconstruct her again. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. This thing in your mind is in your spirit. Release her spirit. Let her spirit go in Jesus' name. Moses said, let my people go. The Holy Ghost said, let my spirit go. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Baptism and fire. Don't let up off of her. Put your foot on the gas. Drive deeper, God. Drive deeper. Drive deeper. In Jesus' name. Come on. 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 Come on.
Yes.
Soul ties, I break them.
Yes.
Sins, I eradicate them.
Yes.
Your sins be forgiven you.
Yes.
Lift off of it right now. Guilt, shame, condemnation, embarrassment, lift off of it. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. This is a metaphysical warfare. Sexual sins bothering her soul. I break your power. Break your power. Break your power. Vows she made. I break the power of those vows.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Ghost. That's Holy Ghost power. Holy Ghost. Have your way.
Lord, Holy Ghost,
Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, out of your belly, break forth, break forth, break forth. Oh no, oh no, oh no, he's not through with you yet. He's not through with you yet. We're going to bring you across that river. Come on across that river. Come on across that river. Come across that river. Come across that river. Come across that river. Come across that river. Until Christ be formed in you. Birth him out of a God. Break him out. Break him out of there. Break him out of there. You've been holding on to you your whole life. You've been trying to control everything. Turn her loose right now. Loose yourself. Loose yourself from self in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Jesus' name.
In the name of God.
Right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of everything binding her in the flesh. The flesh, the world, the devil. You have been holding her captive. Right now, God comes to see you personally. In the name of Jesus. God is not by might nor is it by power, but your spirit. Move through her supernatural from head to toe. And every foreign thing in her, I command you to go from her. In Jesus' name, I command you, go from her right now. Go from her right now. I expunge you from her soul. I cast you out. You're an abomination. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Loose her. Everything from her past, I command you. Loose her. Loose her. Old hurts, rejection, pain from the past. Loose her. Everything she used to escape to, the music, the men, everything. It's time now. You got to go in the name of Jesus. I release her. I came to open prison doors, to liberate those that are bruised, to set at liberty the captives. Loose her. The Holy Ghost and fire. fire. This is a burnt offering in Jesus' name. Consume the flesh. Burn up the fat in Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose her. Loose her. It's time for the next phase now, God. Been through a lot of years, but it's time for the next phase. All right, I've been through a lot. I lived through a lot. But right now, it's time for resurrection power to come alive in her and break every band of wickedness, everything that's been around her. She's been through a lot, but now it's time for the last time. Drive out everything in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Anything she's been holding on to, anything been holding on to her, break that bind. Break that tie. Break it all off. Break it all off of her. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Break those binding ties. Break them all. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Let that resurrection power have a perfect working at this time. In Jesus' name. Done a lot of work. Now it's time to wrap this thing up. Man, ain't no more of this stuff to play with. Looser. 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 Loose her. Loose her. From a child. Everything that's bound her. I'm going back to the womb. Everything that came into her. Everybody she was with. Everybody that spoke anything over her. Anything that condemned her. Any limitations. In the name of Jesus. Soul ties. Sexual unions. Perversions. Break those yokes.
Break it. Break it.
Break those yokes. Break those yokes. God, as he goes to another phase, as he retires from this life, it's time for another hymn to come up. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Bring that next phase to life. Bring him alive in it, God, right now. In the name of Jesus. The next phase. The next phase. The next phase. The next phase. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. The next phase. We've been hanging around here too long. It's time for the next phase. The next phase. Bring the next phase to bear on the life. And this old junk in the past, man, forget those things. It's time to move up and raise up to another place in God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, come upon her and create a whole nother her in her. In the name of Jesus, break down the old. Break down the old. Expunge the old. Dead works. A dead life. A dead past. Leave it behind in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Man, it's time to cross this river. It's time to go on to another place. In God. Old things pass away. All things are made new. Jesus. God. Metaphysical warriors. Metaphysical warriors. Sign up at the local induction center. Looking for metaphysical warriors. To fight a metaphysical war against invisible invaders. God, keep us as we enter into this season of fasting and prayer. Yes, Lord. in the month of May. Looking around the country and around the world for metaphysical warriors to become soldiers of light. We're not here to play with anybody. I'm not here to tell a joke to anybody. Now is time to fish or cut bait. We're up against the last of the last days. The time of the damned has come, as the devil has already erected and perfected his environment of delusions, discord, and destruction. But we're going to meet and greet this devil right there. As he comes across to establish his kingdom, to save as many as we can who have been following him, as we tell them, you're following the devil. You're in the wrong thing. Joel Osteen and Creflo and Jace have deluded you. You're on the wrong ark. You better jump off of that one and get on the ship headed for Zion. In Jesus' name. God, we thank you for this time of sharing, and ask you, God, to keep us as we go. Keep our minds where they need to be, on you. As we fight through everything the devil sends our way, to be able to stand no matter what in these last days. We'll give you the praise and honor and glory for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Remember the prayer line every night, Monday through Saturday night, 641-715-3670. Access code 409-367. Dunamis Tabernacle. www.omegaministries.org. Click on support, then donate. Give as we endeavor to move away from this place into a place established to train the saints for this metaphysical war. This is real, y'all. This ain't nothing to play with. It's not for the faint of heart. You better mean business this time. In Jesus' name. See you Wednesday night at Bible study back here next week, 10 o'clock a.m. Have a good week. Stay away from crazy people, crazy things, crazy environments. And for God's sake, whatever you do, stay out of the matrix.